Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be better in bed, which is why I want to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how's Promescent going to help make you a better lover, a stud, the greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you happen to be sleeping with? Promescent is a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a really, really good time, man. That fucking spray on condom. It's so fucking
so
amazing.
Futuristic.
It's like, I know, it doesn't stop pregnancy, but like, I never use condoms to stop pregnancy. I just use them to delay.
Go to Promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you use promo code
NEED to get 15% off. One more time, that promo code is
underscore NEED underscore go to get underscore 15% off. Once more, that's promo code underscore NEED underscore 4 underscore 15% off.
I don't think you should have to say the underscore part.
Can I say the underscore part? That's not a hyphen.
That's not
a hyphen or a dash.
It's just
that's
a
an underscore.
Blank that they put the code over.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Fucking Ron Burgundy, man. Right. Things have definitely gone nothing but up.
Yeah, when I tell you Chris used to hate picking me up from Lindenwald because you got to go like in a circle from Philly to my house back to the turnpike. It was wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Meet me in Philly. Like, God damn it, I got to go down to go up.
Yeah, he was just stubborn that way.
I'm like, I gotta go down to go back up to New York.
Yeah. Which is funny because, like, that's how you knew where your relationship was with Chris. Like, the less he would do for you, the closer you were.
Yeah.
Like, once he got tired of going out of his way, that was your friend right there.
Yeah. Meet me at the speed line. You piece of shit.
Matter of fact, get here in 20 minutes and I'm leaving. I'm like, what the fuck? How does that how you treat your friends? What's going on, everybody, man? Welcome to No Need for Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek, the great boy Gaines.
Yeah, you had to say, so nice you had to say it twice.
Yeah, man. Welcome to New York. Da, 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 da. Right?
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Did he wasn't from New York, was he? He was a Jersey guy?
He spread in the new. Yeah, you had to be a nigga from the outside to sing about a city so passionately. Because if he lived in New York, he wouldn't be saying it.
That is true.
I want to be a part of it. Yeah, you're an outsider. This nigga's a whole outsider. Oh, you want to be a part of it? You must live on the other side of that bridge.
I'm leaving today.
This nigga's a hipster.
Yeah, because
this motherfucker wanted to move in and gentrify. That's what that is. This nigga stinks.
I'm going to Brooklyn.
I want to be a part of it. Artisanal. Yeah.
That is everybody's theme, man. They want to be a part of some
everybody
shit,
everybody
want
to be a part of it, nigga.
Damn.
New York got all these FOMO fucks out here trying to see what the vibe is and who they could be and chase their dreams and be this and be that.
Uh-oh. Are we just getting old and bitter? Is that what happens once you've been here
I
for too long?
Here. Huh? But New York showed me a very, very nice time. I'm not bitter. I'm just saying this is what everybody wants to do.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why everybody come out here.
Yeah.
They know if they stick at it long enough, New York gives them a gift.
I guess so.
Yeah.
What is that gift, though?
Well,
because there's a lot of stuff that comes. Like,
oh, yeah.
New York
the
is a
shit
gift
that come with it.
New York is a gift that requires batteries. A lot of batteries.
A lot of batteries, bro.
For the device.
A lot of upkeep.
And the remote. Yeah.
A lot of upkeep.
You know? Then you find out there's a monthly subscription. You know, it's a Peloton. New York is a Peloton bike.
I like that. I like that.
All right, cool. I'm about to get on this. I'm about to be somebody because I got this Peloton, right? Well, you got to do the workouts. And the workouts, that's where they get you.
Oh, the workouts where they get you. You know, my girl worked out her Peloton like a lot, and she got like those little rashes on the bottom of her thighs where the ass and the thigh meet.
Oh, you got to get shorts for that.
Yeah, but she got the shorts, but you got to understand that it rubbed. So New York is a gift that gives you a rash on your ass. Like, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. New York is an ass rash. That rent, ass rash. Rats running around everywhere, ass rash.
Huh.
Roaches running around everywhere, ass rash.
Damn.
$4 coffees, $5 coffees. Oh, add oat milk, it's $6.78. Ass rash. Like, you have to, everything is give and take here.
Yeah.
You can love it, but right around the goddamn corner is what you hate. And that's the blend. That's New York. You love it, but goddamn. You clock in to see when the rats cross you when you're walking home.
You still see the rat.
Nigga! All the time.
Oh, damn. I know they're there, but like it don't faze me no more.
No, it's not that it fazes me, but it's rats. It's still rats.
Like, I watch them on the subway. If I'm high on the subway, I watch some rats. Matter of fact, I had a video last week. I filmed some squirrels fucking. I filmed some squirrels. Nigga, these squirrels was like, it was. It looked consensual, like a little bit, but the one squirrel was
definitely. Oh, he was
playing,
aggressive.
Yeah, the one squirrel was playing hard to get, man, like on some, but I think he kind of, he or she, whatever, because I don't know.
What, did the one squirrel keep pushing the other squirrel's head down? Come on, bitch.
Yo, which is crazy because I don't know how he got past the tail. I saw it, but I didn't see it. Because the tail is like all that's the same like with peacocks. Like, how you get past all that peacock shit to fuck?
Those intricate-ass feathers. They don't even like real feathers.
Yeah. I guess it's the same way, though, with humans. Because humans, we peacock.
Okay.
Like, we do. Like,
we show off. We do a little blustery little.
So, like if somebody got, like, a neck full of jewelry, just clusty, just clink, clink, clink.
Watered out.
Like, do you take all that off the fuck? Or do you leave it on?
That's so much noise. Clickety, clank, clank, clank.
Like, Brian,
you just got to stay laid down. If I was a nigga with all them chains, I just got to lay there. You got to do all the work. Because I don't want to sound like we banging up fucking factory furniture. We hitting the ceilings of factories with this all. That's what it sound like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably terrible.
Because
you hear niggas clanking around. You go to a rap concert, you hear niggas with the jewelry on.
Right, right.
You hear them clanking and clickety clanking around, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm fucking a girl, like if I got all them jewelries on, right?
Okay.
Which is the most country way to say that.
Jewelries. And my jewelry.
I got all them jewelries.
All my jewelries. My jewelries.
But if I got all them jewelries on, I double down and said it again.
That's right.
And I'm not fucking no regular. I'm fucking a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I got all this jewelry on, I'm not fucking the girl I came with, no regular pussy. No, this is a special night.
I'm not fucking the girl that saw me buy the jewelry. No. She was there for the process. No, the girl that believed that I could do it from my little chain and what I got on there, fuck that. No, I don't want the girl that support me. I want the chick that's excited about this shit.
No need for apologies.
Give me a digger. I need a digger. What's the point?
But what I'm saying is,
one of these thots that want to be around niggas with chains on, that's who I'm fucking. That's the point. This ain't no love.
Oh,
that's a transaction.
So that's what I'm saying. You don't know this girl. You don't trust her. So you're not going to take your jewelry off.
Shouldn't take it off.
You got to wear all this jewelry.
Probably should take it off. Probably should take it off at all.
Why? Nobody talks about that.
Because I know for damn sure Shake and Hubby put it back on. Hey, bitch, come back here and help me.
Like,
I know we just met and we had a good time and we did all. Can you help me?
I mean, because even ladies, write in. If y'all listening, man, no need for apologies podcast at gmail.com.
Come on, man, write in.
Would you.
We need a forum.
Would you accept a guy who doesn't take his jewelry off?
Yeah.
Like, because I don't know who. I've never. This is the crazy thing. Outside of rappers who like. Put them girls around them in videos.
Okay.
I've never seen the guy in real life with all of that jewelry on with women. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you ever go to, like, a neighborhood bar or, like, a real club?
Women ain't going to protect them when you're about to get robbed.
And it's just this one guy that comes in with all the jewelry wrapped on, and you're just like, that is weirdly uncomfortable. You know what I mean? It's and you're just perfect. Like, okay, I guess this guy's the real deal. I don't know, but... There no girls go to that guy. So I'm curious, like, any real women that listen to this show, like, what is the, like, who would deal with a dude with all the jewelry? Like, even if it's just a one-night stand, would you fuck a guy with all the jewelry?
With 500,000 worth of jewels on his neck. This dude got a whole half a man. That's what they say in rap. He got a half a man around his neck full of jewels.
Right.
Half a million.
And if he don't take it off, if he don't take it off, like, is that a deal breaker,
man? Is that a deal breaker if he is on top of you, butt naked, trying to burrow in your pussy? With 500 right in your face.
Right.
It's right here. Click, click, click. So you get hit by a chandelier.
Like, like, all right.
This nigga got chandelier neck.
If you get, if your first time giving somebody head, they don't take off their sunglasses. You know what this is, right? Like, this is one and done.
Wait. The person getting head is still got his shades on?
Yeah.
The girl got the shades on.
The person, well, you know, if the girl still got her shades on, oh, nigga, oh, she cool. Don't care about oh, you she's at so cool. All.
That's a whore.
If a girl. If a girl sucks your dick with shades on,
nigga? Oh, she got four more dicks to suck that day.
Oh, my God.
That girl is on appointment.
Yeah,
she is moving her. She is doing her rounds.
Like you, I feel like a girl sucks your dick with shades on. There's another man in the room. Like,
at least he waiting in the car, or he waiting in the car. You better get all that money, bitch. You better get all my money. She is getting pimped. Oh my Lord.
Yeah, man.
That's too much.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Mm. Sex worker with shades on.
I mean, yeah, because there's a weird, I don't know, man. That's a weird vibe, man. Like, hey, have you ever got hair with shades on?
No.
I did it once.
I didn't, I can't, I know.
I set it up, though. It wasn't cool shit.
Because you have to understand, as much as whores might be want to be, like, they want to be gross and nasty, I still got to treat them like women because I love my mom too much. So it's like, I'm not going to be the nigga. I'm going to take my shades off, let her know she looks cute down there. You know, just all that shit.
Oh, wow.
I'm kind of a nice guy, sort of.
That's
still
fucked up. Because you're a nice guy behind closed doors, but you're a dick in public.
No, but see, but here's the thing. I'm nice to who deserves it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Not everybody, I just can't do it for everybody. Like, I just can't. That's me putting it on. And I can't really put it on. Like, if I don't know you or you just don't deserve my kindness, I'm sorry. Like,
that's interesting you say that. Yeah.
You call me an asshole, fine. But what have you done for me not to be? Like,
Right. I ain't mad at it. I think it's like, cause it's the no need for apologies. Like, it's the, hey man, there's no need for apologies. This is the way my shit's set up. You know what I mean?
Shit,
like, now that you know what you have to do to get in here. Go do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not wrong to command the best. You know what I mean? But it is fascinating that other people have different programming.
Yeah. And I'm just, and I wish I was, no, I don't, matter of fact, fuck that. I don't wish I was programmed like them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but when you first come into the clique, come around my team, mm-hmm. whatever, I can't trust you. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Something in me just won't let me. You have to prove some kind of talent or whatever to why you would want to hang out with this clique.
Mm.
And now that you in the clique, you see how we roll. So how you going to roll? What are you doing this for? Are you doing this for clout? Are you doing this to get ahead somewhere? Are you doing this because you love comedy? Like, it's so many things now. Because I'm just like, I don't like bringing too many people. I just don't bring too many people in.
Yeah.
I have my circle that I earned. I earned my circle.
Mm-hmm.
I earned my friendship with y'all.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn. We saw all the fucking highway. We saw all the airway.
Yeah.
We saw all the couches. All the splitting pizza. All the fucking hopping over fucking turnstiles.
Yeah.
And having each other's back. I got $200 on this spot. And I'll split it with you $100. You know, so, you know, us going here and there, trying to set up shows. All the failed attempts at us writing shows and fighting.
Yeah.
And getting back together and going paintballing and fucking pool, playing pool. When we weren't past at the fucking.
Fuck, we haven't played pool in a while.
When we weren't past at the cellar and
we
played
got
pool
good
until 3
at
in the morning.
Pool because we were that bad at comedy. Dude, hey, we were novices at pool.
We got good at pool.
We spent so much time shooting pool, we became fucking pool sharks, man. Yeah.
All that shit.
I get it, because it's also a thing where it's like, now you, because of that, you know, you got to care. Like, I'm suspicious about bringing new people in because I don't want to fucking care about new people. That's my biggest thing. I can't keep getting attached to motherfuckers where it's like, yo, like, you know, like, because the hardest thing for me to see sometimes, man, in comedy, and this has been going on for me since we was in Philly, watch a comic's light go out. Like, I don't give a fuck how bad you are. You know what I mean? Like, when a motherfucker quit, that's like, to me, that's like being on the force and finding out another police officer died. And you go, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Yo.
Yeah,
yo,
when you see comics quit.
Yeah.
Not even die, that's another set of emotions.
I respect dying.
But when you see a comic that you came up with actually stop doing comedy.
Yeah.
And you go.
Yeah. It's like being a gangbanger and watching someone like, hey, you done gangbanging? Like, yeah, man, that shit was killing me, man. Like, like, you all right. Like,
killing you, huh? This nigga out here getting killed. I'm up there killing. He's getting killed. Fuck out of here. Dude. We didn't need you in the squad anyway. It was killing you? Woe is me. Oh, you can't handle a bomb. What?
Yeah,
the niggas that quit are usually the ones that, you know, the ones that's delusional and finally get out of their delusion because they not up there snapping. They don't get it. Good comics, I don't really see quit like that. They might stop for a little while. They go underground. They go out and learn some shit, drink coffee. Yeah. You know, these motherfuckers become better husbands, better fathers, then come back, and they got a new hour. You be like, oh, well, see?
Yeah.
But quit altogether, don't do that.
But it's a weird thing that you're asking motherfuckers to be committed to, which I get it, but that's also why you screen so hard when they're coming in. Like, do you know what you're coming into?
Yeah.
This is weird. It doesn't make any sense. Your life is going to be different. You know what I mean? And the crazy thing is, I don't know. Like, I would never encourage anyone that I care about to do it. Like, I watch people that come up, and it's funny, like, you watch people come up and you're happy for people that are coming up, but it's like, ooh, yeah, it couldn't be mine. Like, I'll even take somebody under my wing that's not family, but it's like, hey, couldn't be mine. You know what I mean? Like
if my mom was like, babe, I'm trying to do some old lady comedy, I'd be like, mom, you gotta stop.
Your mom wanted to do comedy?
And no, if my mom hypothetically was like, I think I'm gonna get into comedy, I'd be like, mom, cut it out. Stop it. Get it out of your mind.
Okay, do you think anybody else in your family could have been a comedian?
My cousin Vic. Vic might have had a shot.
Yeah?
Vic and Dougie. Dougie and Vic. My cousins are very, very... In conversation, some of the greatest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, make me laugh here.
Uh-huh.
My Dougie from DMV, so he got that Virginia, Maryland, D.C. accent mixed together. He got a wife and a kid, and I'm cool with all my uncles, so he just downloads what the family's doing on that side. Fucking awesome. And then my cousin Vic from Philly, so he just got that Philly air to him. So
yeah, yeah.
He saved me, cracking me the fuck up. So yeah, my cousin Vic, my cousin Dougie could have been comics.
Yeah, yeah. I had a lot of barbers that were funny, man. A lot of barbers that were fucking hilarious, man. Barbers were funny. Drug dealers were surprisingly very, very funny. Very funny guys, man. Like, come on, why don't you come down? I'm fine, I ain't doing that shit. All right, man. I don't know, man. But yo, we just had like a fun ass weekend in fucking Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
I had fun. You started to get a little irritable about it. Did you have fun or no?
I had fun because I was chilling with my homies, smoking.
Yo, you know what's funny? Yeah. Okay, I was just thinking about this because we smoked a lot. Right?
We smoked a lot,
which is funny. This is why I love this job. This is why I love this job. I literally went to the boss of that weekend who you know, is hiring us and paying us. I went to collect my money stoned, like just whacked out of my gourd. There was some like, hey, is it time to get paid? Like, no other job can you do that. No other job can you walk into your boss's office and say, hey,
Oh, man.
They said the money within me.
Two things. Can I get the check? And is the kitchen still open? Because I need some more salt and pepper wings if I could. I know we done the weekend, but if the kitchen's still open, could y'all throw another six in the fryer? Fry them hard. fry some wings up hard. I know that's the only job. Yeah. That's the only job you do that.
Well, we went through like a whole like an ounce, right? Like half ounce, which is okay. It's not a lot, but it's a good amount. It's
nice good amount for the weekend.
Well, here's the thing. You know that Styles P song where he I get high. And you know how he starts that song off? Every day I smoke an ounce and a half.
He's just an like ounce and a half.
Hey.
That's too much. Yeah. Even for a pilot, let's do something else. Just do something else.
No one was gonna question that.
An ounce and a half
every
day? That's fucking
every day. Like, I get it. That sounds ballerific that you can spend
I could do an ounce and a half on a vacation. like a Monday through Sunday. You give me an ounce and a half, I'm gonna take a break on Wednesday. Yeah. Right? So save some. And then Thursday, Friday. But not a day.
And I like how he just said it, and I think because most of us were children, we were just like, yeah.
And right? We were stupid, because we don't know what ounces, we didn't know what ounces were. We really didn't know how much an ounce and a half was.
Now, you're just like, why did he say
Matter
that?
Of fact,
why did he
come to think
that?
About it, let's double back. An ounce and a half back when that song came out, it was unheard of. Niggas wasn't smoking weed like that, like back. Fuck.
No, we weren't. He was.
But you go, was weed even that good? What
like,
that fucking...
Because here's the thing. You know, like, weed is a lot like money, right?
Okay.
Like,
when it's green.
But when people have it out in large amounts, it's probably all of their weed. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody got a big-ass bag of weed, you're like, okay, that's all of your weed. It's not like you're showing me a big-ass bag and you have another bag at home. It's just not... sustainable. It's insane.
Only white people do that. There's more where this came from. Come on down to my trap house that I've been illegally selling weed from.
I already know the comments people are going to be like, what? I smoke that much. Dude, you haven't been here. You're lying.
Bruh.
You're lying.
Bruh. During quarantine, I found out just how crafty white people are, bro. When I was doing that goddamn show, I did a show in the backyard. And I get invited to this woman's house. I walked in the house. It was a goddamn weed factory. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Like, this bitch had a fucking underground, like, a trap.
Yeah.
Like, it was a trap. But you wouldn't have thought it because they're just living, this white couple living in the Lower East Side. Dude, whole underground operation. It was the craziest shit. Jars. They had the vacuum seals in the other room.
Yeah.
Labels.
And you know what's crazy? That someone was able to organize them to do that. Most people don't even know where to find weed.
Trap house.
They're sitting there mass producing it.
Trap house. It was the crazy. They had grow rooms. This is in Manhattan. I'm like, they got all this shit in here.
Yeah.
Just right on the fucking nose.
They're highly functioning people. I
crazy,
like
bro.
Black Air Force One energy.
Black Air Force One. White is Lily. Lily white. Mm-hmm. Driven snow white lady. Yeah. White dude nerd nigga.
Yeah.
Black Air Force One energy to the fucking, like, jars and jars.
But you know what?
And jars of it.
That guy's thing, because he was he a flashy guy or no?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And guys like him, they're the ones that are able to do it. I don't know. I don't even know whether that's just a, because I know there's some flashy white guys, right?
Scott Storch, what's that dude's name? I drip, drop into the jewelry store. Riff Raff.
Yeah.
Tap, dip. He got like shark teeth. He like a little off. He's like autistic.
He seems like a casualty of war.
His braids too tight. He got braids.
Yeah.
And I guess, yeah, he's a little off.
Yeah.
Tip, tap, dip.
Now you think about it. I knew guys like him when I was growing up. And they're kind of scary because they'll go to any lengths to prove that they're the real deal, and you're just like, all right, it's really not that important to me.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, man, look at that.
Just to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
I used to see that guy a lot, too, on the internet. He's another guy. Not a lot of people around him. There's never any girls with that guy.
He got shark teeth.
Could you find me a picture of Riff Raff with girls?
Riff Raff with the ladies, yeah. Drip, drop, drip, drip, drip.
He's an interesting guy, too, because... he produces a lot of stuff, right? Like, he's always got music and stuff out.
Something.
But like, he's not with anybody. I think that's the only reason why it's not catching. He's not with anybody.
He's just riffraff, you know.
Which is cool, you know what I mean? He's doing this thing on his own. There's no pictures, is there? That's why you're not finding anything. You literally can't find any pictures. Look, this is
staged.
That's
a photo
though.
Shoot.
This
That's
is absolutely staged.
Yeah, he don't even look comfortable.
Those girls look.
He looked like a.
What is this? A reality show? Is that from a reality show?
Probably.
Jesus Christ, dude. This guy's like a professional wrestler, man, or something. What do you think his parents did for a living?
I don't know.
Can we look up his Wikipedia?
I'm pretty sure one of them died.
I want to know what these kids, what happens with those girls too, like after they pose for a picture with Riff Raff and then there's somebody's mom.
That's terrible.
I was cool. This one total rapper guy.
That's somebody.
Let me see his Wikipedia. I just want to see his background, like where the dude is from. I don't know. I'm always curious about like weird shit like that. Like just what makes
what's his name?
Horst.
Horst Christian Simcoe?
Okay.
Horst.
Swisher House. Okay. All right. So he was a member of a rap group.
Andy Milonakis. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, so he took it that far. Where is he from? Houston, Texas. Oh, yo. Speaking of Texas, man, we've had a lot of interactions with women from
Horst.
Texas recently.
Horst.
Like, we had those girls from Houston at our show in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They were pretty rude.
Kind of rude.
And we had these Austin chicks at the show in Minneapolis that were shot their holy shot.
I never seen a bunch of church women shoot their shot.
Yeah. Like, you never had, what is this, Anita Isaacs? Is it made? This is still him. Oh, so he's SODMJ. He's still with those other people. Oh, that's who his parents are? So somebody's black. Somebody's black and Asian. Well, my bad. Let me read this. Simcoe was born July 29th in Houston, Texas, to Anita Isaacs, a maid, and Ronald Simcoe, a veteran war with severe post-traumatic stress disorder. Why the fuck did they put that in there?
Because that's where they let you know where he got his riffraffness from.
Including as a police officer and a Walmart manager. Wow. Okay.
Tip, jewelry store, Christian Dior. That's what the niggas sound like to me.
Yeah.
These goofy fucks, man.
Jesus Christ. So while you're managing Walmart, your son is...
It's trip, got beep, beep, beep. That's what he doing. That's what he doing with his sharp teeth. It's your son got shark teeth.
Yeah,
diamonds
man.
On it.
That is crazy. Like, for his dad to be a police officer, too. Like, who do you think he was going after? Because if his dad is just, like, some white guy who's just out, like, harassing black people in the hood, and then his son is just at home. Hopefully, his pop was a cool cop. You know what I mean? It was, like, you know, getting him diamonds.
Look what I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he stinks. Oh, no. But that's funny. They shot their whole shot. Like, they prayed for us because we said some blue shit on stage.
Yeah.
And can y'all do church shows? And I was like, yeah. And then right before they left, they took a picture. And the pastor's wife looked me in the face. She was like, no man should be alone. And did look down to like her butt a little bit and look back up?
Not that no man should be alone. The Lord says.
No man should be alone. And then she gave me the look. Like, did she just shoot her shot?
And when he said that, they laughed. They go, ah. And I realized, like, yo, Texas women, like.
They're a little ready.
Yeah.
They're a little ready to go. They're a little ready to go. They're a little ready to go with they no fuck.
Yeah, they make me look at Beyonce a little bit different. I'm like, what is Beyonce suppressing?
Oh, yeah. So she's just some Texas, club.
I was thinking, Beyonce got to be mad like that Meg Thee Stallion just gets to be like however she wants
to be. She gets to be yada 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 yada. And Beyonce over there like, I got to be a queen. I got to wear yellow diamonds. Well, this bitch get to be what I really want to be. I'm wearing Tiffany's yellow diamond while Megan Stallion here is touching her chin with her tongue.
Oh, God.
This bitch is touching her chin with her tongue.
Yeah.
And spreading her cheeks. Megan be spreading them cheeks, nigga.
It's got to be hard
to be.
And
she like 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Oh, God. She about to be She-Hulk.
Is she?
You hear about this shit? Megan Thee Stallion is so big that she's getting casted as She-Hulk.
Jesus Christ.
She's not, and she's not even the little chick. And grows it. No, it's some little white girl. And she turns
and
into Megan Thee Stallion.
It grows into a giant black chick? It grows? Wow. You got... Oh.
She the new Lou Ferrigno.
We're too progressive.
Megan Thee Stallion is the new Lou Ferrigno.
We are too progressive.
That's what it is. Megan Thee Stallion is Lou Ferrigno. That's how big that bitch is.
That's crazy.
She the new Lou Ferrigno, nigga. Bom, 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 bom. Look, Megan Thee Stallion may be appearing in Disney Plus She-Hulk series. Look at her. Look at that smile she got on.
Yeah.
Meg Smash. That's... rocks.
All right. What about in her situation? You think... Because wasn't she dating a rapper?
I think one of them niggas.
You think she would let them wear the chains?
Yeah, she probably like a nigga that wears chains. She probably got her chains on, too.
Yeah.
So they be banging chains.
Body, yaddy, yaddy.
Body, yaddy, banging chains. And they probably playing each other's music while they doing it.
Mm. I would probably listen to my own music. Like, if I made soulful music like that, I would fuck to my own music.
Wow.
Definitely.
Ambitious.
You wouldn't fuck to your own music?
No.
No?
That's like boning my own special. Hey, man. Hey, nah, girl, put special. Fuckboy Ground Zero
special's
on.
Special's different.
Put Fuckboy Ground Zero on.
If I'm making music that is in tune for fucking, like, I'm not saying just because I made it, I'm going to fuck to it. But if I'm a make R&B.
Do like a cover. Like, play another song and sing it better in her ear while you're doing it. Like, that's cool, I guess. Just let her know that you're better than everybody. I wouldn't want to play my own music. I'd rather play another nigga's music that's known for having sex music and then do it better than him.
That makes no sense.
What do you mean?
That makes no sense. You'd rather another nigga's music playing while you're fucking, if you make music?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, pretty ladies, come get advice from the fuckboy. Derrick Gaines, Fuckboy Ground Zero. It's the fuckboy. I retract what I said. Yeah, it makes more sense if you made the sound. If you made the music and then, yeah, because if it's another nigga playing, she gonna know that nigga for his song instead of your song, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Especially because you can lip sing to... I feel like singing along, I don't know if anybody else does this, I'm open y'all up in my world. Sometimes I have fun and I sing, you know what I mean? So like...
You sing while you...
I'll sing, but I will mouth along to the words of some
while you with the chick?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You gotta have fun in the bed.
But you gotta understand, that's one way to do it. Mine is way more or less romantic. I like to bang a girl to the beats in a song. Like, I fucked a girl to Crush Groove one time.
Oh, okay.
Crush Groove. Do 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 do. Ah, like I was doing that. I was she was like, you really need to stop.
Yeah, yeah, because you're just fucking around.
I was having a good time. But I'm already handsome.
Because that's like, Jesus Christ. That's like
when you're handsome, you get away with a lot of shit.
That's like when a girl does the dumb shit, like the cheek twerking thing, and it's like, okay, this is purely for aesthetics of like if we were making a video, you know what I mean?
But like, it don't feel no different.
It does nothing. You know, that's why them OnlyFans couples, it's like y'all are actually working. Like if you got to fuck on camera for money, like yeah, like people make that shit look dope. Them trailers. Can you try to find me like one of those OnlyFans couple trailers?
And I heard OnlyFans is taking porn off. So what y'all niggas gonna do now?
Oh, they taking porn off?
They taking porn off OnlyFans come October 1st. So if you ain't got no talent and you was on there fucking, you can't fuck no more. Where you gonna make your money? I was talking to Karen Feehan last night.
Yeah.
Karen Feehan had a funny joke. She said, what they need to do is they need to move to another site, like in solidarity.
Yeah.
Like put y'all genitals together and form a union or some shit, right? But she was like, but most sex workers are pretty stupid. They're not going to be smart enough to do that.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? Everybody always looks at these groups like they're disenfranchised. And good on her for being honest and be like, look, man, sometimes it just ain't going to work because we not ready. Like, as a whole, everybody's not there. And it's a tough reality, but it is. I felt the same way when I went somewhere with Monroe like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And it wasn't a big deal, but it was just funny. Like, Monroe was like, yo, we splitting the cost of the thing, right? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's fine. You know what I mean? We could do two different transactions. But it was just one of those things where it was like, remember, I've known you for years. We're friends. Like, it'll come back to you. But it's just one of those things where it's like, that's why black people can't unite. Because we can't even come together on something like the check. You know what I mean? Like, six black people in a diner, it's going to be
a lot of check splits.
There's no unity there.
It's like a game of Twister when it comes down to check time. It's like a game of Twister. You put your money over here. I'm putting my money over here.
So it's like, look at the little mentality and just understand, like, we're pretty far away from all coming together. Yeah. It's going to be a little while. Yeah. Like, once you start seeing one black dude throw his credit card down on the table for everybody, you know we're getting close.
Yeah. Yeah, but until then. All right, ante up, niggas.
Right, right.
Everybody look at that check and
so
see
I
what
think
yours.
Even with sex workers, like, because they're still doing, like, ass to mouth and stuff like that. So, yeah, as long as you're seeing that, they're pretty dumb.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what they need?
What?
They need like...
Therapy, I'm just right.
No. I think they... Seriously, I think they need pimps again, man. I think they need...
That's what I was thinking.
It's just... It's not out of, like, hatred for women. It's just organizing. Like, let
you
talent
need somebody
be the talent.
To direct traffic.
Yeah. just to handle the back end stuff. You know what I mean? Like...
Dylan gonna go with the thing. No, he uses his hands for that. He goes, you know, direct trade. He uses his hands. That's what he does.
No, because.
That's how pimp directs traffic. Come on, Dave.
That's. What does this mean? Back up?
That's backhand. Or if he clapped two hoes' hands together, he stretched
clapping two hoes' hands together. Jesus Christ. I'd like to think, just in a modern
post-feminism
world, that could also be a woman doing that to other
women. Yeah. There could be a madam going, swat.
A woman.
Absolutely. Have a madam.
I feel like... That hasn't been done. Dylan, there's been no comic books about female pimps or anything like that. I feel like y'all pull a new comic book character out of y'all ass every year. When I was a kid, I knew a Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, maybe like some Captain America, but y'all niggas be pulling every year. Y'all pull some new Marvel, and y'all niggas be knowing about these motherfuckers too. Ant-Man. The fuck, where did that come from?
He was out.
Okay.
Been around.
That, like, so was the is there a female pimp at Marvel anywhere? Huh?
So a pimp hero at Marvel.
Cause y'all niggas, like, where did Thanos come from? I never heard of Thanos.
Thanos was one of them guys. That was Destructor of Worlds. It was him and Galactica and all that shit. You have to understand, I grew up in the suburbs with these
but
niggas, man.
With books? You was reading comic books?
Yeah.
Where'd you get comic books from?
They got comic books from the comic book shop. There was comic book shops. Corner stores were still selling the comic books. Or... Barnes & Noble fucking was selling comic books.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble?
Bookstores and all. Nigga, I'm from man, the burbs, nigga.
I don't even know where I could have got my hands
I
on fucking
had
Rangers.
It all.
The Female Furies are a group of fictional women warriors appearing in comics published. They are super villainous. All of them are new gods who serve Darkseid.
Dang. The Darkseid, okay.
You know who that is?
Darkseid? That's DC, right?
Were they pimps, though? They were pimps?
They were evil. They had the capability of being pimps. There you go. That's as far as you'll get. That's how evil these bitches were. They would put other bitches to work with their pussy.
And that's evil?
They would put a bunch of chicks on the block. Hey, I'm so evil, I'm put girls on the corner and work for me. Go sell your pussies and give me more than half of the percentage.
Yeah, how is that evil? What's this? Who trains... all of Darkseid's shoulders. Oh, so he was...
That's the bottom. So there's a bottom bitch. There's got to be a bottom bitch. Who's the one that trains them all?
Oh, okay. Granny Goddess.
Granny Goddess is the bottom bitch. There you go. Bottom bitch. And she trains all these other hoes to act right. So therefore, that's as close as you get.
Huh. Oh, that's her? That's her right there in the thing? This is weird. These fucking... What do you call this? Dylan Pictionary. You know what I mean? It's like Dylan lost his voice and he just turned into Tinkerbell.
But you have to understand, he's cooking it right now.
Yeah, he's doing good.
He's,
he's good, and nobody's going to say anything because they can't hear him.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
I know. This is a good time since Dylan can't speak or defend himself.
Hey,
so I played basketball with Dylan last week.
Okay.
He's a psychopath.
Why you saying like that?
Dylan is an absolute psychopath.
He's out of his mind. This nigga punched the wall after a bomb one night. He bombed on my stage and then put a hole in the wall.
I just kept
chanting. I was like, nigga, it's not that serious.
I'm chanting as he's like fouling people and all shit. I'm just like, angry white guy basketball.
Angry white guy basketball.
It was true Black Air Force One energy. I loved every aspect of it. The shit was hilarious. I am also very, very sore from playing basketball.
Still?
At 30. It's getting there. I'm like, you know, some things got fucked
Nigga,
up.
Nigga, it was like a few days. You've been sore. You've been fucked up a few days.
I did shit every day, though. I did shit every day.
Oh, you got all your shit out?
Like, I mean, I did shit that I was, like, I never let it slow me down. But, yeah, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh, you did shit every day?
Yeah.
Oh, as in did stuff?
Like, I did stuff, yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, like
even talking about I'm a little fucked up in the basketball.
It was 2.5 hours of basketball. I was done in the first game, bro. Like my lungs left, like weird shit was hurting. Like my forearms just didn't have it anymore. I'm like, holy shit, I'm tired. But they ain't stopped, so I couldn't stop. I was like, fuck.
Oh man.
But I paid for that shit. I'm gonna go back. I'm coming back.
You know when I find out?
I ain't go today, but I am coming back.
You know when I find out? Like I'm still a pretty good athlete.
What?
When I'm at the spa and they got a pool and I do this swimming shit, I be like, I can swim a little while. It's nice. Especially when it's heated. There's a jacuzzi and a sauna. Like, that's when I find
How long out. Can you swim?
I can swim for a good 40 minutes.
Straight?
No, not 40 minutes straight, but I can swim back and forth for a little while.
What you mean? Like, you stop and take
like
a break?
I could, like, I could do a lap and be like, okay, still do a lap. Get to, oh, okay, I can do one more. And then, I can get 3 laps out before I'm, like, fucked up. I'm like, okay. I can still swim.
Okay.
And it's relaxing. My body don't hurt after it because it's like a little, but then you go to the sauna. No. So I said all that to say, you ain't going to catch me at some greasy gym with niggas at an apartment complex. Catch me at the sauna, and that's where I'll find out how athletic I am. Because y'all be like, when you said I'm going to play basketball, I'm like, nigga, you do comedy. You ain't got insurance.
Where do you get your aggression out? See, that's why you bully people.
That's where I get it out. That's where I get my aggression out. If I don't eat and I'm around a bunch of people that ain't funnier than me, I'm about to have a good time.
Oh, shit.
I'm not mad, man. I'm not that mad. I came to the conclusion I really love my girl the other day. I was like, damn it, I love this bitch. I love her.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be under her neck. I'd be like, oh, I don't want to leave, but I have to leave.
Yeah.
But I'm coming back.
It's a good thing to have because these hoes are out here throwing.
Like, I was like, I really, man, my chick pussy. Is the shit.
Felt good to bat it away.
Oh, it was wild.
Batting pussy away all week.
It was wild. Batting, literally, there was one chick with gold grills and fucked up teeth. And she was like, y'all want anything? I'll buy y'all dinner. She gave me $10 just to give it to me. Just gave me $10. Yeah. She was like, you deserve it.
It was weird energy in that Mall of America.
Yeah.
We were offered pussy every night in the Mall of America. Now, the one thing that I am going to say that was fascinating, the one place where we were not offered pussy was in the hood. When we went to the hood, everyone was like, y'all was funny. Thank you for coming out. Y'all had me laughing. But nobody.
It rolled out. Nobody.
So, I might make a conclusion.
Uh-oh, what's the conclusion?
I don't think the hood is as loose and as like fast as y'all play it out to be.
It's not.
You know what I mean? Like, them girls had respect for themselves. I mean, you know.
And they was pretty. There was two of them. I was like, well, goddamn.
I know. I was like, y'all want to come to another comedy show?
We all right.
But these regular so-called sophisticated women, ugh.
Bruh.
You told one girl, like, yeah, I gotta go call my girl. She was like, what you mean? Like, you got a daughter or something?
I was like, nah,
bitch, you heard me? Like, and that's the funny thing is, the way girls behave with that shit, like, this is funny. It's funny, my girl right now, she put stuff in my apartment, which is cool. I don't have no problem. Like, she wanted it. She did it trying to mark her territory.
Yeah.
Which I think is hilarious.
She had to do that because she just can't piss on your sink.
But I'm like, you know these hoes.
Piss on the floor.
You know these hoes don't give a fuck. You think somebody gonna go, oh, those your girl's boots? I should leave. No. They gonna be like, oh, that's cute, your little girl. Nah, they gonna like
what size she wear? I'm gonna try one or more. And like, oh, this is diabolical. She's diabolical.
it's funny because women do mark their territory like other women give a fuck. Like, okay. Women are the most dismissive to the rules at all. You know what I mean? Like, dudes have a little bit more respect. You know what I mean? And be like, oh, all right, well, you. Well, nah, this is.
We'll make a phone call. Hey, yo. She coming over here. I know you and her don't fuck around like that no more, but she was talking about she want to hang out. Can I, you know, can I at least take her for pie or something? I get a little dessert, right?
Pie.
Can I get her can I get her like a little Cold Stone? You know, she from, can I get her some Cold Stone? Niggas at least call, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Got a little bit more couth, man. I don't know. I'm going to talk about this story.
Oh, no, but no, let's talk about how one of the girls, they friend pushed her into us.
Oh, yeah.
And because she was black and we was black, and then come to find out, she was just very horny. And then she was taking pictures with us. Peep this toxic shit. That if a man did, it'd be a whole thing.
Whole thing.
We go to take pictures. She go real creepy. Oh, I want to take a picture with Dave. And I was like, I'll get in there. Ooh, I get all them in. Threesome tonight.
Yeah. Mind you, we had given the girl tickets. So it's funny. It's like, yo, we already hooked you up with
tickets. We already gave you the tickets.
Just off the strength of you, you know, the awkward moment that we had in the hotel. But...
now,
like, when we weren't accepting the threesome, her friend was like consoling her as if like we were assholes, like we were Charles Barkley refusing to sign a basketball.
Yeah,
like we were Allen Iverson.
I didn't
like,
even see the friend consoler. Like I don't. Yeah, we like, don't want
we
you.
We were wrong for not doing it, and I thought it was hilarious because it's just one of those things where it's like, yo. I get it. Dudes yell out creepy shit like that all the time. And, you know, girls have to deal with it. And I'll deal with it also. But I just don't like the narrative that women aren't aggressive out here. I don't like the narrative that it's just men that are aggressive, that it's just men. Like, all right, I'll deal with it for the rest of my life or at least as long as I'm handsome.
Me and Dave was hot chicks in Minnesota. We was hot chicks.
Yeah, my ass gets grabbed a lot. When we take pictures. You know what I mean? Like, I get groped when we taking pictures, all that shit. And, you know, like, these women work for airlines. Like, these was, you know, stewardesses and all that shit like that. And I'm not looking for nothing. I don't, like, go ahead. Grab all you want. Just stop acting like it's just men, man. It ain't just men, man. Women be out here aggressive as shit in the DMs. Women be out here, you know, like, and I get it. Like, I don't know. I guess it's because, again, it's that hot chick syndrome. Because that's what we were. We were hot chicks.
Hot chicks.
The minute you tell somebody you had a girlfriend, they've been, well, can I have my drink back? Like, all I didn't. Right. I don't. We don't drink. Like,
one girl sniffed me. One girl came over and sniffed me. Mm. Oh, my Jesus. She did the, Chris, she went, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The whole thing. You're a good smelling man. I'm like, what the?
And like I said,
I just want to
like I said a couple weeks ago, it's never the people that you like that want to fuck you.
Absolutely.
It's your
they was all battle axes. One girl looked like a spilled A&W root beer.
Do you ever
like they threw a root beer up against a wall? That's what it looked like. Oh, gosh, you look so bad.
Do you ever think about just diving in and having your share? Like, because you know you can have all of them, right? Like, you could have 100 ugly women. Just a bunch of frumps, you know what I mean?
No!
No? Because, I mean, 80 hot chicks. Like, all right, let's look at, like, the 9/11 thing. They're supposed to get, like, 80 virgins, right?
Yeah.
Right. So like 70, something like that. Right. So whatever number it is, I'd rather there be some frumpsters mixed in.
Mm-mm.
No.
Because you still got, well, unless they pretty front. You ever seen a pretty front? My girl with front body, gorgeous face. That happens. Sometimes.
Ooh, you'd rather frumpy body, cute face or.
All of them? No.
Messed up face, nice body.
Hmm. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Blocks, blue light glasses. After a long day of looking at computer screens, I felt terrible. For a while, I thought I was just overworked.
And I figured out it was due to the blue light damage in the screen of my computer.
Sounds like the little violin should start playing. Like, this is like the perfect way to continue reading. I'll do the music.
All right. Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Blocks, blue light glasses. After a long day of looking at a computer screen, I felt terrible. For a while, I thought it was just overwork, but figured out it was due to the blue light damage in my screen. I've been having trouble sleeping. I've been trying to figure out what's happening. I tried different things, and I didn't realize that it was too much for my computer use. It's too much blue light. So, Blue Blocks came in and saved my marriage.
Your marriage.
I don't fucking say it saved my life. It saved my marriage.
But Blue Blocks has over 40 frames to choose from that are all made from high quality lenses designed to get more work done during the day, sleep better at night. But more importantly, they look really cool.
They look good, man.
And they stop you from feeling terrible after looking at your computer and phone all day.
Make you feel better about yourself.
Get your energy back, sleep better, and block out the unhealthy effects of blue light from your computer, phone, and TV with Blue Blocks blue light glasses.
Blue Blocks!
Get 15% off your order by going to blueblocks.com/NNFA or enter code NNFA at checkout. That's BLUBLOX.com/NNFA for 15% off, or
15%
use the code NNFA at checkout.
No need for apologies.
Let's do it.
So I like looking at girls' faces when it's all going down. They're very dramatic and theatrical.
Yeah, yeah.
So if a girl got an ugly mug, it's going to be one nightmarish movie.
Huh.
See what I'm saying? But I don't know. Mix it up, you know.
What do you think in other cultures makes a motherfucker ugly? Like, for a Chinese motherfucker, because they look different than what we look like, or even Africans. Not Africans. Let's go to Jamaicans, because Jamaicans have a very strong look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they do.
What do you think makes a Jamaican person ugly? I mean, because if Shabba Ranks and all those guys are attractive to them, what makes someone ugly for them?
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess they just, their soccer jersey is small.
But some of them are straight fishnet, man. Like, I gotta find that out, man.
And their knife ain't big enough.
Jesus Christ.
Just being a jackass.
What? Man. Dylan, can you just Google ugly Jamaican?
Their oxtails is playing. They ain't got enough.
That definitely better not be purple. That
ain't
better not be something that's ever been Googled already.
Ain't no salt in the oxtails. That's where you. I don't know.
No salt in the oxtail?
He don't put salt in the oxtail, them.
And that makes them ugly?
Yeah, that makes them ugly. I don't know.
I think it's some big ones.
Cultural ugliness and prettiness is weird from every culture.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's definitely not the same for everybody.
Yeah.
America is the most corrupt, I think.
About.
And then it gets least corrupt as you go to other,
for judging people on beauty standards? Yeah, because that shit is all to chase makeup or whatever.
It's
now,
the
you
BBLs.
Know, which is weird, man, because, like, I think collectively we all look better, right? Like, you shitted on a lot of people in Minnesota, but everybody wasn't, like, hideous. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
it wasn't. Everybody was hideous, but most of them was hideous.
You know what I hate about places like that? I'll try to defend them a little bit, be like, y'all not that bad looking. And then somebody be like, no, trust me. We are that bad looking.
Nah, man, because when they pulled up on us after the show, because when in the crowd, they look different from up close.
Mm-hmm.
In the crowd, you'd be thinking, and then when you see them up close, you'd be like, false alarm.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, so, man, it was a lot of, hey, what you going to do? I've been to pretty cities, man. L.A.? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
New York City? Are you crazy?
Yeah, because nobody's from there.
Yeah.
So these are people who are putting their best foot forward to leave the house. Like, moving to New York or moving to L.A. or Florida or something like that is like...
Florida? Nuts.
Like, it's like getting dressed to leave the house. Like, you know how people go to Six Flags and feel like they ain't go nowhere? Like, if you left Philly and went to Atlantic City, you feel like you didn't go nowhere. So people be in the casino
with ball shorts on.
Yeah, you're right.
Versus if you go to Vegas, he'd be like, well, I should put on a fucking suit.
Everybody in Vegas be dressed.
Right, right. You know what I mean?
They be out there dressed.
Right. Versus like if you in your city, this is like being home. Like I'm not getting dressed for that fucking shit.
But I like that. Thanks for the effort and fly ass audiences. But man oh man. I was just like, whatever. But it's fine though. It was great. The crowd was great.
Pretty people take themselves too seriously.
And they
don't
laugh. So yeah, it's like, it's a balance. I'll take an ugly crowd over a pretty crowd that don't laugh.
Yeah.
Give me an ugly, raucous, ugly crowd.
Yeah.
With just a mix of just ugly men.
Exactly.
But if they laughing they asses off, it's my crowd.
That's why you should take the 80 ugly bitches. That way you still can have an audience too. You can still perform for your wife.
It's when you look in the mirror after you've done, you just be mad at yourself. Like, come on, man. Nah.
What? When you fuck an ugly girl?
Yeah, because when you.
They don't have mirrors.
No. But when you see yourself in a reflection, you walk away,
you're long gone,
or when you're waiting for the train, you know what you did.
Gone.
You're seeing your face like, come on, you're better than that, nigga. You're better than that.
Nah.
You gross, stinky nigga. You are disgusting. nah, you good.
I grew up around some guys that would teach you that. They'd be like, nah, let me show you a real woman. Like, these would be dudes, like, you would look at girls on, like, social media, like, on MySpace, and they'd be like, come on, let's go down to the bar and get us a real woman. And, like, it'll just be like a fat tub of lard, but, like, he's gonna get laid tonight. You know what I mean? And it's weird because he was, I think the weirdest thing that I didn't have for ugly chicks, I ain't know how to treat them poorly. So I would just like not, you know what I mean? They'd be like, did you fuck? Like, nah, man. Like, why not? And I'm like, cause then I'm gonna have to be in a relationship with her and she's ugly. And he's like, man, you ain't gotta be in a relationship with that girl. Like, you know, I just didn't have it in me to like see her on the street and act like I didn't know her.
You ain't.
I wasn't that cold. I couldn't believe the girls would do it either. That was the weird thing. They would definitely go, especially like with the guy who was the loudest. They would treat them like the worst, and they would just still just like, and go off and do stuff with this guy. And you're like, what are you doing?
Terrible.
Right. So now when I see people do it to me, and I'm like, girls are still doing this? Like.
Yeah. like change your ways.
I thought girls were scared.
It's better now.
I definitely thought girls were scared. You know what I mean? And they're not as scared as they are like with us.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, girls will say, like, I don't want to get in an Uber because I might get raped and I might get killed. And it's like, so you just think everybody out here is just willing to throw it all away. You know what I mean? But like, you'll come up to a stranger like me or you and be like, I'm gonna have a threesome. It's like, you're not worried about being raped or killed? Like, I'm 6'2". It's like 225 pounds. That thought never, you're fine.
But the way she was walking around, bro. So we're here at a convention. Oh, why? We're here till September 9th. Oh, okay. So, yeah, what's your name? I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, because that would be weird, too. What do you think? They're just going to still talk about it next week?
Does the girl know, like, I had a fucking, Dylan, I had every night, this chick pulled up me, I had my off-white jacket on, off-white t-shirt, Burberry shades, I'm talking about Hudson, I'm fly.
You were better than her.
Yes, absolutely. I'm doing shows, and she walked up on me like, that's looking at her like, are you out of your mind?
That's a funny thing, too. She definitely...
I smelt like cleanliness.
She said it like she deserved... Like, not the audacity that you... It was weird. It was
audacious.
Weird. It was weird.
It was audacious, to say the least. It was like, are you nuts?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you... Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at me. No. Ooh. I was like, no. I was like, no. And then on top of that, we have no time for this.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't no trap. Because you got all these weird, strangely supportive friends that don't support. It was weird. I didn't like any of it. I'm glad we're back from Minnesota. Chicago next week.
It'll probably be the same thing out there.
Don't you dare. Don't you curse my trip.
What? You think?
But it's just going to be a better time because we're in a cooler city. Chicago is like fun. It's hip. It's a hip city. We was at the Mall of America.
Yeah.
Chicago. We're going downtown Chicago. We're going to be in downtown Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Mall of America. Downtown Chicago, Mall of America.
Huh?
Donda. Kanye's supposed to come down there next weekend.
Okay.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Mall of America.
Yeah.
It can't be the same.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of deep dish pizza.
We're going to be eating that.
And hot dogs.
Oh, it's going to be some props.
But that's what I'm saying. But, it gets pretty cold in Chicago. I don't know how they spend their winters. Man.
But they spend their summers outside, so they might be all right. The summer still be the summer before it's negative 40 degrees because of the wind chill.
Let's hope.
Let's hope.
They've spent that summer.
That's that shit I don't like. Ain't Keith from there? Come on, man. These chicks won't look like Chief Keith.
Yeah, he should be bigger, shouldn't he? Like, fatter. Just off of the deep dish pizza. Do you think that the people in the hood are not getting enough deep dish?
I do want to go to Chicago and get one of them hot dogs, though. We'll get a hot dog while we out there.
Them hot dogs be wildin'.
Because it got all the shit on it, right?
Too much stuff on a fucking hot dog, man. Like, what are you doing?
A pile of
shit. What are you doing? Just admit your hot dogs are inferior.
So, all right. So, I'm going to just eat the deep dish pizza then. Because I'm going there for deep dish. But, like,
well,
I just have
it. Do, but I'm just saying.
The night we get there, I'm going to get deep dish pizza.
You start piling all of that shit on a hot dog.
I'm going to Chicago to get the pizza, bye.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. First time in Chicago, baby.
This is your first time going to Chicago?
Yep. I got to hit up Brian Babylon, my nigga Clark Jones. And, shout out to Aaron Putnam for putting us on the show. Lincoln Lodge. Zanies. We're going to make a few stops. Because my first time in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Doing my first weekend just to see what it's like.
Well, we're plugging shows. Dylan, give us some plug music real fast. But check out our show dates at DaveTuppleComedy.com. As Derek said, we are at the Lincoln Lodge. That'll be the 28th of August.
Mm-hmm. September 8th. It's almost happening.
September 8th. The Mikey and Rav taping has been moved from the 1st to the 8th. That's a Wednesday at the Brooklyn Comedy Club. Same place we do Black Ass Comedy Show.
Ooh.
We've been, the youngins been holding us down at Black Ass.
Thanks for the young killers.
The youngins have been holding us down at Black Ass. I love the fact that the show still goes on. I love the fact that Dylan is still in there. The only white guy in there. Almost forgot to put Dylan on the lineup.
Yeah, we almost got to put him alive. It was just close. And then it was like, oh, shit, Dylan. I was like, here we go, put him on.
But get on down to Black Ass Comedy, 308 Bedford Avenue, every Sunday at 10 p.m.
Mikey and Raph is going to be a hit.
Yeah, I'm doing 30. Derek's doing 30.
I'm doing 30. Dave's doing 30. Whoa. Just make sure you're in the room September 8th. You have to pack the room out.
Yeah.
This is what I'm telling you. We need a packed room. Raucous room. Come to laugh. Come to have a good time on a Wednesday. I don't know what you got to do before the day. Take a shit. Eat some ramen noodle. But come to the show ready to laugh. It's going to be good, man. We want it loud and fun. Not heckly, but good, big, raucous laughs.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have the jokes to go with the laughs.
You're going to be a part of something great because what we're about to start off with this mixtape series will be fun. That looks like our box there. Maybe our box. T-shirts will be available at the show. So if you've been wanting to get a No Need for Apologies t-shirt, you should be ordering them at podcastmerch.com/NNFA podcast, where there's t-shirts of all colors and sizes and hoodies and hats. But if some of you ain't doing that because, I don't know, whatever
hey,
y'all
look,
reasons
fall
is,
coming.
Yeah, I know. But
fall
we'll have
coming.
Some t-shirts available at the show there. Oh, wait, I just wanted to show this thing. Was that the video and the doctors leaving out? Was that the video? All right, can you play that real quick? A bunch of doctors walked out in Florida in protest because motherfuckers ain't getting vaccinated. They just coming into the hospital all unvaccinated.
Just moments ago, more than 75 doctors staged a walkout to protest the number of COVID patients coming to the hospitals who have not been vaccinated. The thing, let's bring in Kerry Sanders because Kerry, you're
it's crazy, right? So.
At this doctor's walkout, nightmare for the nurses.
Doctors, first of all, doctors storming a walkout is fucking childish. That's hilarious to me.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I get it. I absolutely get it. But it's just such a funny thing to be like, we've had enough. And it's like, it took a pandemic for doctors to realize like, oh, we're not above anybody. Like now you have the shitty job. You got the shitty McDonald's job right now. Like, for you to walk out, like, this is like we're working at IHOP, like, as a doctor. Anybody's going to come in here, and you got to deal with their shit.
Yeah. Now, oh, yeah, we can't. I don't feel like making steak tips. Like, yeah, you got to make the steak tips. And I know it's 3 a.m, but this motherfucker wants steak.
Yeah.
So it's like, what you gonna do?
But also, like, if you was a doctor living in Florida, you thought you made it, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you went to Florida, he's probably giving out BBL surgeries or whatever, you know what I mean? And now they're like, oh, it's all this COVID shit. And it's just people coming in. I didn't realize this was gonna be that divisive, man. Getting vaxxed or not, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. I did not, like, I knew there was gonna be resistance to it. I didn't think it would come down to, like, people kind of really going after each other based on, like, whether or not you're vaxxed or not, you know?
Power of conspiracy, man.
Yeah. And it's different because Minnesota didn't feel that way. They don't give a fuck.
They didn't give a
fuck. It's pure honor system. It's like, yo, if you got it, if you don't, whatever. Like, New York, somebody just passed me as I was getting off the train. Somebody just passed me a whole stack of masks. You know what I mean? They got people on the street just passing them out. And then in other states, nobody's wearing them. Nobody even cares, man.
No, I don't get it. It's a strange thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep my mask on because I like talking shit.
Has nothing to do with the sickness or the disease.
Oh, absolutely not. I played your fucking game, man.
Yeah.
I played the game. I didn't want to play the game, but I played the game. I wore my mask. I stayed socially distant. I got my face raped over and over and over again, which is Q-tips. And then when it was time for me to get a vax, I wasn't going to get it. And my mom got it, and I doubled back and got it.
Yeah.
I stood in lines. I said those lies in order to get the shot. I said I had asthma or whatever the fuck. And I got the first shot.
Yeah.
And I went and got the second shot. I woke up, suffered for 12 hours like you told me to. I felt weird and dragged and heavy and all that. Now I'm vaxxed. Played your game. What the fuck do you want from me? Like, I still wear my, dude, I wear my mask. So I just be like, when I'm walking behind people, I'm like, hurry the fuck up. What are you doing? What are you doing? Come on, man. I ain't got time. That's why
so
I'm
what are you going to do if masks go away?
I'm still wearing one.
You think that's why Michael Jackson used to wear a little mask over his face?
If the Asians still wearing masks when it's done, I'm still wearing mine too.
That is hilarious.
If the Asian kids are still wearing masks after all this is done, I'm still going to wear mine too. Fuck it.
You heard it, man.
So damn, I could be like, yep. On the train, because I like wearing my shit on the train.
On the train?
I love wearing that mask on the train. I'll be like, you know what? And I get to work on jokes, talk shit about people.
Yeah.
Mask
for life.
Yeah, I might wear a mask the rest of my life because, you know, my breath don't be stinking. I brush my shit. I always put little ointments in my beard.
Yeah.
So when I trap my face with it, it smells very delightful. And I'll be walking down the street like, damn, even with this mask on, I'm still better than that. And
but yeah, you're keeping this part sacred, man. So
yeah man. I don't really care.
Fuck it. Mask on for life.
I like a mask, especially in the wintertime. Don't let me match the shit with my coat. Come on, bro.
Yeah, masks were pretty good in the winter. I'm not
gonna
lie.
Don't let me match my shit up in the fit.
I didn't
if
need,
the fit,
like,
if the mask complement the fit, nigga, I'm keeping a mask. What? What?
What's good here,
Louis Vuitton babushka with the fucking.
What's a babushka?
It's a scarf. Uh-oh. Them silk scarves.
Oh, okay.
With all the Louis on it. That's next. Oh, nigga, that's next.
You getting a Louis scarf?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting Louis scarves, Dior scarves. I'm going to just start wearing them.
On your head?
On my head. Around my neck.
The way Louis intended?
The way Louis Vuitton intended. He wanted my nigga self. He wanted his silk scarf with my nigga hair.
I like it. All right, let's go ahead and wrap this one up.
All right, man, go ahead, bro. What's your name, bro?
Dylan, say goodbye to people.
You know, he can't talk when he's talking.
Dylan's got 8,000 followers.
My nigga.
Yo, Dylan's got more followers than me. Dylan, you want me to be the producer and you be the co-host? All right.
That's right.
Derek, say goodnight to the people.
Hey, you know who it is. Derek Gaines. I love y'all. Understand that I might be a little grumpy, but I love y'all. The great boy. THEGREATBOY. Blue check on that bitch. Derek Gaines.
God, you got a blue check?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck, man. All right. Well, I guess pull mine up. I'm Dave Temple. On all social media platforms where it really matters.
Be you sure of yourself?
But that 4,864 is real.
That's real.
It's real.
I don't know. I might have bots on my shit. I don't know. There might be a bunch of machines following me. That's it. I'm just an algorithm. It's a bunch of Pete Davidson, Pete Davidson fan pages on my shit. That's all.
I'm like a little down ass chick with little ass and little titties. Like everything is here. It's solid. All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. No need for apologies.